Hello, sleep friends. This is Mel, your sleep stylist. And I just wanted to share an update regarding the next few episodes of Sleep Well Around the World. I did promise you that we will be going to different parts of the globe to interview clinical psychologists, neuroscientists, sleep experts, and also just regular people who are experiencing insomnia and sleep deprivation so that we can learn the best way to improve the quality of our sleep. But then I realized that sleep and mental health is also very closely related. In fact, sleep deprivation truly affects your physiological and psychological state and mental health. And those with mental health problems are more likely to have insomnia or other sleep disorders. I wanted to share my original affirmations. So not only together are we going to be able to look for the best treatments for sleep, but also to find specific solutions for our own individual sleep problems whenever we encounter those challenging, discouraging, or distressful situations. You know, a recent study that was conducted by researchers at Tel Aviv University showed that heightened activation of the amygdala of our brain is actually responsible for disturbing emotion regulation and increasing anxiety from lack of sleep. So these researchers found that just one night of sleeplessness changes your ability to regulate emotions and allocate brain resources that are necessary for objective cognitive processing. So we all know, sleep friends, that when we didn't have a good enough sleep the previous night, we have the tendency to have a low mood the next day. Those common feelings of being cranky, volatile, and emotionally sensitive as a result of our poor night of sleep. So, as a sleep scientist, I've been delving deep into research that also looks at the potential of certain facets of sleep, such as lucid dreaming, to treat post-traumatic stress disorder. In fact, one study suggests that sleeping within 24 hours of a traumatic experience will make those memories less distressing in the subsequent days. And for people with anxiety, sleep therapy might help with reminding them that they have eliminated their fear. And this is the reason why I'm so excited to share with you on the next few episodes specific affirmations that will help deal with your specific challenges. In fact, the next episode is already going to help you to be able to deal with your anxious situations with affirmations that you can repeat through the night. Yes, it's possible to push through your sleep deprivation that is related to stress. In fact, a tired brain is pre-programmed to slow down to help the body fall asleep, and neurons begin to send messages and signals at slower speeds, taking longer to process information. So, as neurons slow down, decision-making skills, reaction times, and reasoning abilities also decrease. So that if you are continuously having sleep deprivation, then the brain does not easily become reactive to outside stimuli, at the same speed it normally does. And that's why it is so important that during stressful situations, we really need to sleep at the most optimal way. I also wanted to let you know that cognitive skills change within the brain during sleep deprivation, and the brain alters how and when hormones are released. So when we lose, as I had mentioned earlier, even just an hour of sleep, then this can create a lot of emotional changes within us. So with all of these changes that sleep loss causes in our brain, it really comes as no surprise that emotions and moods will definitely alter as well. In a recent study conducted at the University of Pennsylvania, subjects restricted to only 4.5 hours of sleep for 1 week had reported higher levels of stress and mental exhaustion, as well as increased anger and sadness. And this supports the idea that moods change with sleep deprivation. So I know that especially nowadays, a lot of us can undergo lots of challenges, such as emotional worries, relationship issues, mental fatigue, and a host of other things that may cause us to be in a constant panicked state, to have that racing mind or emotional roller coaster, or a cycle of negative thoughts that become the reason that we cannot relax well. And I thought that the best thing that I can help with is to use my years of sleep research to come up with affirmations that will help you during distressful and difficult circumstances, because a good night's sleep will do you such a world of good in helping you to face these challenges with a stronger heart and with a safer sleep at night. Matthew Walker, who is also a professor of neuroscience and psychology at the University of California, Berkeley, says that he used to suggest that sleep is the third pillar of good health, along with diet and exercise. But now, he says that he doesn't agree anymore with his original thought, and now he believes that sleep is the single most effective thing that you can do to reset your brain and body for good health. And that is really very true. Did you know that many people have found that a problem unresolved at bedtime seems much simpler in the morning? It's as if our brain has the capacity to quietly work overnight to help us deal with our stressful situations. So I wanted to let you know that it is a mistake to think that your brain is at a low level of activity during sleep. It has been found that actually the brain is more active in dreams than in some states of wakefulness. Our brain is truly an amazing complex part of the body, with billions of elements that are generating signals at approximately 100 to 200 or 300 a second. And there are more elements in one human brain than there are people on Earth. Some researchers estimate that it contains from 20 billion to more than 50 billion elements. How wonderfully are we made? It's amazing to think how the brain has the ability to reset and recuperate, even when we encounter the most difficult situations. So I'm really looking forward to have a part in helping you go through difficult situations, whether that mean requiring closure for problems that you've been encountering, relationship worries, when you have to go through exams, when you're facing anticipatory anxiety, when you're facing money worries, or things that may plague you on a day-to-day basis, I want to reassure you that I am here to help you sleep better even on those difficult times. Until the next episode, I'm looking forward to help you sleep well around the world.